12th week, second day, the everlasting hills. Though the reflection in the water may quiver and ruffle and conceal thy great beauty at the beck of the winds and tides, we know that thy truth shall never be moved. Though discord and misunderstanding may appear in the world below, we know that if we lift our eyes unto the hills, we shall see reality is forever clear and beautiful and harmonious. We know that the more vibration there is from the wind and tide, the more stable and calm stand the everlasting hills. And the further the mountain tip in the reflection sinks down into the depths, the higher the dome above it pushes into the heavens. Give us grace, O God, to see the world of reality right side up and not upside down. May we see the mountains, not the reflection in the pool. May we see behind every argument the truth that draws it into love, and behind every angry thought the love that vibrates it into eternal harmony. We pray, O God, that we may look up and see thee as thou art, and see man as thy child, made into thy perfect and eternal image and likeness, eternally reflecting thy harmony, filled with thy Holy Spirit, and abiding eternally in thy love. Amen. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 18, and verses 21 through 23. To whom then will ye liken God, or what likeness will ye compare unto him? Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity.